The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. There are several new innovations being explored and applied in the different levels of consciousness, be it in the physical, emotional, mental, and/or spiritual realm. We will explain and compare these new healing elements to help improve the quality of life for you and your loved ones. Now, here is Dr. Michael Cudlis.
Welcome to another Speaking of Health. Dr. Michael Cudlis here. Now, regular listeners know that I am a Kalamazoo chiropractor in Kalamazoo, Michigan, United States of America, and we go all over the world talking about health and the optimization of it. Most people need to remember that health is not something you have or lose, but it's actually a process. And with this process, you have different levels of health. And the lower your health levels go, the higher your symptoms telling you that you have problems, the more those that show up. And so we're interested in optimizing your health. We like to talk about the health balance, rest, exercise, good nutrition, positive mental attitude, spinal integrity, or chiropractic care as the health balance that gives you the best opportunity to express who you are as a person, as a soul on this planet, so that you, as a multidimensional person, that is a physical, emotional, mental, unconscious, and spiritual person, can bring your blessings forward by expressing yourself in a helpful manner, in a healthy manner. So who you are is most important. How you express yourself is most important. And if you follow the health balance, then you get the opportunity to be as healthy as you possibly can, to bring your blessings forward onto the planet, to help those of us appreciate and experience who you truly are. So this show is all about that. And today, we have a very interesting guest with us today. And if I was to stick him in the health balance somewhere, it would be rest, it would be exercise, but also positive mental attitude. And because he takes the simplest of things that we take for granted, our ability to breathe. And he says, how do you optimize that? Just because you wake up in the morning and you're still breathing in and breathing out, is that the best you can do? Is that the best you can be? So he's searched and he's taken up ancient traditions, many of which emphasize the power of the breath and the power of breathing. And he's combined it with the latest in scientific knowledge. And he's come up with just a tremendous program on breathing and becoming the best you can. For example, and we're going to talk a little bit about this later, but with some of his breathing techniques, you don't have to take blood pressure pills. You can just breathe and have normal blood pressure. If you have trouble sleeping, you can learn breathing techniques, improving your breath that help you relax. Relax to the point where you can fall blissfully off to sleep. The importance of the breath cannot be overstated, but I'll tell you, based on what I've seen in his work, it's tremendously understated in our country and around the world. So I'd like to introduce to you here the number one breathing coach in the United States and probably around the world, Michael Grant White. Michael, how are you today?
I'm fine, Doctor. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I'm certainly glad to have you here. Give us a little bit of information. I mean, now you're the author of Secrets of Optimal Natural Breathing and Breathing Healthy Lungs, Building Healthy Lungs Naturally. The way you breathe can make you sick or make you well. Sleeping and snoring. And the author and constructor of this wonderful Optimal Breathing Mastery Kit. Give us a little bit of information about how you got interested into breathing and to become such a master of this technique.
Well, I guess necessity is the better part of valor. So I just, what I did was I was asked to sing when I was 11 years old. I was asked to sing a cappella for the whole school. The only one asked, and so I must have been good. And then the next couple of years, I grew a foot, and I got beat up a lot. And I got beaten beyond the point where I could scream by my father with a police belt, and had a couple of accidents. A sliding accident knocked all the wind out of me for 5 minutes, and a couple of other things, the bullies and beat me in the chest and things. And I couldn't sing anymore. I just lost the ability to hold a tone. I think there was just a lot of terror and fear tied up in my in my body. So 20 years or so later, I came out of a devastating divorce, watching my little 3-year-old jewel of my life son drive away in an orange Mustang, and I went quietly crazy. I spent about 5 years being crazy in San Francisco in the 70s and decided one day my life was in the toilet, and for some reason I wanted to learn how to sing, relearn how to sing. I had no clue about oxygen, energy, emotions, life, longevity, nothing. I just, I want to learn how to sing. And so I went to a singing teacher, and she said, "Your breathing is all locked up. You should go do this therapy." "I'm doing it. You do it." So, okay. And it was Reichian therapy from Wilhelm Reich. We had 156 consecutive Reichian sessions weekly and 156 consecutive singing lessons, and I still couldn't sing. Well, I knew I'd done it, and I had no lessons to do it. So it was really kind of frustrating, and it became a major life's goal to get my singing voice back. And I went on and on and on with this, teacher after teacher after teacher. And in retrospect, none of them focused on breathing. Or they'd say, breathe through your belly or breathe in your diaphragm. And very few people, number one, belly is about 30% of your breathing. And the diaphragm, very few people know what that is, what it feels like, what it should feel like. And so that didn't help much. And along about the 90s, I came across a couple of teachers that were dealing with breathing. Well, this is 20 years trying to get my singing voice back. And breathing, all of a sudden, things started to work. I started to get a little bit of vibrato back. And I said, oh boy, this is something special. So I was doing some transformational breath work at the time, and I started working on the mechanics of breathing more, and a fellow came in and he says, this is incredible. He says, you need a website. This was 1997. I said, what's a website? things have changed since then. And so, one thing led to the other, and I got breathing.com. And that really set the stage for the rest of my life. It gave me the focus. It also gave me the reach, the worldwide reach with breathing.com. And then Google got a hold of it, and they made me number one. And I've stayed number one pretty much for all that time, 10, 12, 13 years. And so that allowed me to pull in thousands and thousands of people that were curious about breathing. And so from that, we created these tests, breathing tests, and I begin to glean that there are certain skills in breathing. You call breathing a skill because you really do develop it. And there are certain skills that when developed properly, people would take these tests on the website and they would score X with the number count, which we'll do if you want later on, and they would then also record their diagnosed illnesses. Well, it didn't take long to figure out that the people that got the better scores with the number count actually had the fewer diagnosed illnesses, down to none in many instances. And so I chose the number count because it ties in very closely with the forced exhalation volume in 1 second. And that was the primary measurement for the Framingham study from the 1951 to 81 that included 5,000 people over 30 years, and they showed very clearly that breathing volume is the primary marker for how long you're going to live. Now, people say, why does nobody know about this? Why doesn't everybody know about this? And primarily because at that time, the physicians didn't think that you could make any changes in breathing, so why bother? So the Framingham study kind of got changed to the heart study, but it was really about smoking. You know, so it was this that really gave me the wind beneath my wings. And not too long thereafter, I came across an article from Science News that had interviewed the two heads of the Framingham study. Now, if you read the Framingham study, I don't think there's very few people that can understand it. It's just typical scientific, not that science is bad, but it's just major bizarre, strange words that very few people understand. But yeah. The Science News interview brought this Framingham study into lay language, and it was interviewing the heads of the Framingham study. And so they were very clear about the fact that they could anticipate 20 years ahead of time when someone was going to die based upon their forced exhalation volume in 1 second. You know, there's several factors that make breathing good. You know, mechanics and exercises are one of them, but also, as you know, as a chiropractor, nutrition is huge. Internal cleansing is huge. You know, but the bottom line is, how does that breathing react? What is its functionality? And the functionality in this case is volume. So volume measures two things. It measures the volume, plus it measures the efficiency. So if you could take a big, deep breath and you were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, blow all the breath out very quickly, you'd have poor efficiency. And if you took like a record number count is like 310 so far, and there's probably somebody who's going to break it. Who cares? You know, above 150, no one reported any diagnosed illnesses. There were none.
Wow.
So that's the to make a short story long, you know, that's kind of where it just, that article from Science News went, oh my God, this is incredible. And nobody knows about it, really. It's still not known about. And I've had pulmonologist. I got interviewed with Lifetime Channel with a pulmonologist. He says, well, I don't see what all this talk about breathing developments are all about. You can't change your breathing. If you have a problem with your breathing, you come see your doctor. Well, I beg to differ. I just don't beg. Yeah. I scream to differ.
Yeah.
Because you can change your breathing. You can change it big time. Even smokers who have lost a good deal of their breathing, when they stop smoking, they know the rate of deterioration stops, and you now can regain a considerable amount of what you've lost.
Well, I think that points up a very important point that, you know, in the medical field, if you work against the body, as they usually do, telling you what's wrong with it and what they are going to do to fix it, they have very little respect for the body's natural ability to heal itself. And here you come along, taking scientific research, making changes like you have through the years, and then you come up against somebody who's an alleged authority, and then he says stuff that's 50, 60, 70 years out of date because they've never paid attention to how do you change breathing because there's no money in it from Big Pharma. We've got to take a break.
Yeah, you can't patent it.
Yeah, we've got to take a break. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis with Mike White and This is Speaking of Health. See you in a minute.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Every day, you hear so much about different aspects of the health and wellness field. One day, you hear one thing, and the next day, you hear something that contradicts what you heard the day before. How do you know what's right? Try tuning in to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan. Our goal is to educate and explore this field with guest experts in order to help you take control of your health and well-being. Listen Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill. Kelly covers our relationship with food and teaches us how easy eating well and living well can be, taking us on a weekly food journey, guiding us to a more rich and vibrant life. So tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlisspeakingofhealth@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hi, welcome back. Dr. Michael Cudlis here, Speaking of Health, and we're talking with the number one breathing coach in the United States and probably the whole world, Mike White. And so you mentioned that there are 10 things, since breath is life, there's 10 things you must know about breathing to have a long, healthy life. Now, I've been through a lot of schooling. I've got a bachelor's, 3 master's, and 2 doctorates, and I have never heard of this. So what are the 10 things that are important, because I want to keep living a long and healthy life?
And this is, by the way, one of the issues that I have is that the, you know, breathing's not patentable, and it's not included in the educational system. Creeping in a little bit, but it's basically the way they're approaching it, it's sort of a Band-Aid. And breathing is the first place, not the last place you should focus when some sort of a disordered energy presents itself. Anyway, the first thing is that breathing volume is the primary marker for how long you're going to live. And I cited that initially, the Framingham study. By the way, there was a crossover study, another 29-year study that went from 1970 to 1999, and the same thing, the same results. It's not going to change. Breathing is too important. It's not just mechanics. A lot of people say, I say I'm a breathing coach, they give me a nice demonstration of the dysfunctional breathing, thinking it's good. You know, and they don't realize that it's also nutrition. But you have to, just like if you're a contractor, if you build a building, you have to know how to build it, but you also have to know the materials to build it with. So the two of them together create optimal breathing. And you can't build the building with a bent elevator shaft, otherwise the elevator won't go up past floor 3 or whatever. You know, so the key is volume. And people talk about strength, breathing strength. Okay, well, breathing volume, the diaphragm is like a bicycle pump. It needs to go up and down a lot. It's like a bellows for a fireplace. It needs to come out and back in a lot. It needs to move a lot of air. And so if you have a stronger diaphragm, it does not necessarily rise very much. In other words, your bellows won't open very much, or your bicycle pump won't pull in air very much. So what you need to do is focus on the excursion of the diaphragm. We talk a lot about that in our DVD, about how to think of breathing. Even there's a video fluoroscope of my diaphragm. Try to get a moving picture x-ray of your diaphragm these days. It's not easy. I have one in my video showing people what the excursion or diaphragmatic rise can be. Mine's about 16 centimeters, and most people I've seen are happy with 8. So the issue is volume, but then it's also the balance and the grounding and the parasympathetic strength of that stroke of volume. So that would be number one. Number two would be you lose 10% of your breathing volume every decade of your life if you don't do something to maintain it. Every decade, you go down 2 to 10%. And so you can understand why a lot of people die young. You know, they're not told to value the primary energy source that they have. They're not trained or told or guided or inspired or hinted at. It's just kind of forgotten about. Oh, go to your doctor and he'll give you a nice drug or steroid or something and help you breathe easier.
Yeah, okay, I think of all the asthmatics that are on drugs.
Say what?
I say I think of all the asthmatics that are on drugs that have never been taught to breathe.
Asthmatic is almost easy for me. Asthma has about 5 components. Of course, breathing mechanics is one of them. And you get people. I had a woman, 325 pounds, used her inhaler 8 times a day. I worked on her 3 times in a week. 3 months later, she hadn't touched her inhaler. You know, I told her, keep it just in case. Keep it.
Yeah.
You know, but she said, I just didn't need it. Fine.
That's amazing.
You know, so people are being trained to use these crutches, these symptomatic treatments, instead of focusing on the cause. And of course, chiropractic is a very strong modality for causality. What's causing all this? That's why I very much appreciate that, you know, that modality. The chiropractors, I remember how I got taken out of pain, but then pain has blossomed into so many more things, so many more valuable aspects of health and well-being. So this 10% breathing volume every decade, okay, needs to be addressed. People need to appreciate the fact that in terms of exercise, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. Most people know that little soundbite. Breathing's no different. You have to use it. And there's a lot of things you can do to screw it up. Did you know that the third thing would be to know that there are certain skill levels in breathing that are correlated with up to a 500% increase or decrease in reports of diagnosed illnesses. It's probably more than 500%, by the way, but let's be conservative. Certain skill levels. And when we go on the breathing.com website onto the tests page, we're tested with 4 of them. And you can't do the 5th one because it's a tape measure, and that's in the breathing kit. So in order to measure your chest expansion. And by the way, that's not exactly rocket science. If your chest is bigger, it's going to hold more air, right?
Makes sense to me.
So anyway, we have techniques in the kit to make the chest larger. Otherwise, it's like trying to blow up a 2-quart balloon inside of a 1-quart bottle. So there's this increase or decrease in reports of diagnosed illnesses is huge. It's huge. People, we've heard of some of the Eastern practices coming in, like Qigong or Tai Chi, and how they are very good with getting people into a better state of well-being, better state of health. You know? And it's very true. They're dealing with the primary source of energy, which is oxygen, or the qi. And what we've done with the breathing kit is that I borrowed from anyone and everyone. Anyone and everyone that had to do with breathing. I don't have an agenda. I don't come from a particular school of thought. I come from the school of studying breathing. So it's okay for me to borrow from anybody.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
And the kit, optimal breathing, supports anything. I don't compete with any modality. None. It just gets in there. Here's what you need. Open up your breathing this way. Get here. Focus on the fundamentals. Okay, now do what you want to do.
The best of the best. Who can argue with that?
Yeah. So, the fourth one is kind of what I already mentioned, that most conventional approaches to health focus on symptoms, not the causes. People need to realize that when you take a drug that muffles the symptoms, the problem doesn't go away. It lies there and festers and grows, and then eventually you need something to treat more symptoms, or you take another piece of medication and that gives you symptoms, and then you take another medication and that treats those symptoms. My mother was on 29 medications when I found her in a rest home in Florida. 29. She did not know who I was.
Yeah.
And so I got her out of there real fast and up to North Carolina, up in the mountains, where they treat people like humans instead of drug testing laboratories.
Yeah.
So, we're treating the symptoms and instead of the causes. And so we have to get in touch with the mechanics and the nutrition and the internal cleansing and the meditation, the resting, relaxation, you know, so. Some of my exercises are like a meditation. So you don't get misled by that. Hakuin was the most famous Zen Buddhist, said that meditation in movement is a billion times superior to meditation in stillness. And what he meant by that was you take it out into the world. You don't sit there in a cave contemplating your navel. You know, you take that energy out into the world. Cherokee have a really good sign language kind of for it, which is shui. You know, your hand goes from the left to the right with your palm downward, and very slowly it's like shui.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the conventional approaches need to be homing on causes. Otherwise, we're going to support the drug industry with our dollars forever. And it's getting worse and worse and worse because a lot of them are creating phony illnesses. You know, the
just
latest one, I can't remember the latest.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, we're seeing a big push on all kinds of things, especially vaccinations now and poisoning our children with vaccines. It's an absolutely immoral sort of process, but does pay big bucks for these lowlifes. But you're getting me off where you're starting to see my bias. So that's the fourth thing. What's the fifth thing?
What's a what?
What is number five on our breathing chart?
Number
then we're going to have to go to a break.
Well, you mentioned it already. High blood pressure can be reduced or eliminated by better breathing.
That's
that
absolutely.
That was the first thing I learned. I was teaching breathing classes at Unity Center, Walnut Creek in California. I actually created this breathing exercise, and I at that time I called it the Serenity Breathing Meditation. It later on became Better Breathing Exercise Number One, and I trained them in this exercise and did this for 7 years. And she comes back the next Monday and she says, "My uncontrolled hypertension is handled, and it was your breathing exercise." Well, I had no clue in 95 that breathing related was that powerful. I was just beginning to wake up. And so that put some more wind in my sails. It's a joy to have somebody come, you know, and just tell you that she'd been trying to control her blood pressure for 5 years and had been unable to do that. So, okay, great. So high blood pressure, yes. The cheapest and easiest way to focus on that is, well, stop eating a lot of salt and drinking a lot of coffee, you know, that's easy. But your breathing pattern, the way it works, up and down, in and out, in a balanced way, will dictate your blood pressure. It will guide it. It will probably control it, unless you're doing stupid things with caffeine and salt.
Yeah, we have 12 patients that I've put on a breathing, deep breathing technique, and it's the number one you have. And when they do that, their blood pressure drops down to normal levels, and they don't need to be taking their drugs. And the hardest part is to get them to do that on a regular basis. It's so easy for them to reach into a pill bottle, take out two pills, and swallow them, and their breathing or their blood pressure then drops too. But so does everything else that's a problem with that. They have a tendency to fall more because of the blood pressure medication. The men become impotent. The women lose their sex drive. It's just astonishing. And it's like, well, do the deep breathing, because everything that becomes weaker is going to become stronger for you. And still, we have a society that are drug dependent. They become drug addicts. We've got to take a break here. So we're going to cut out for our advertisers here. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis, Speaking of Health, with Mike White, the United States' number one breathing coach. And we'll be right back.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Good childhood mental health is critically important. Early patterns of emotions and thinking shape children's behavior from preschool into the teen years and beyond. But understanding young kids can be a challenge. Tune in to Child Psych Central, Discover the Kid Brain with Dr. Beth Onofrack. Each week, we will reveal how brain function and child development drive young children's daily behavior. Listen every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. It's one of the best things that you can do as a parent.
Explore the power of natural healing with Howard Strauss. Join us each week for an informative program that'll help you learn effective healing methods using natural remedies. Howard's guests include top researchers, authors, and experts who will share their views on a variety of natural products and healing methods that really work. Tune in to The Power of Natural Healing with Howard Strauss, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlisspeakingofhealth@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Welcome back. Dr. Michael Cudlis here. We're with Mike White, breathing coach, and a guy who has mastered improving something that we take for granted, how to breathe. And like anything else in our body, breathing requires attention to detail if we're going to maximize our potential. And how important is breathing? Well, as you heard him say earlier, the volume of breath determines how long you're going to live. So, Mike, you were talking a little bit about blood pressure there and how that can be controlled with breathing. Let's go back there for a minute and see what else you have to say on that.
Okay, the key with, you know, every health professional, the challenge every health professional has is with patient compliance, getting them to do simple things you ask them to do. And so, as you said, the breathing, you can take a person's breathing pattern, change it, they'll change it for a while, their blood pressure will go down, but then they get busy or sidetracked or whatever, and they jump in for the, they go for the meds again. Right? Now, one of the main reasons that occurs is because the breathing pattern, once it's set, is almost set in concrete. And so you can force it into the way it should be, and you can drop the internal pressures. But because it's already set in concrete, because you already have a suit of mail around you or a two-inch thick wetsuit that's shaped in a certain way, your breathing pattern is set. And so it has to be changed. And that's one of the tools that we have in our breathing mastery kit that allows people, shows people how to begin to change the pattern so that the ribs open up and the stomach and lower right back and side of the abdomen open up properly. So you have this balance of support and chest expansion. And if you don't open that chest up, it's going to just the blood pressure is going to revert back to where it was. You have to do that. So what we do in the kit is we include a couple of real jewel tools. One of them is a 12-foot long strap that's made out of automobile seatbelt material that slides across itself. And the video, DVD 2, shows you how to use that to be able to open up your chest volume in minutes. Another tool we have is a diaphragm strengthener. And it's a breathing resistance trainer, and it helps you strengthen the diaphragm. Well, as I said before earlier in the conversation, I don't know if this got clear enough or not, is that the diaphragm needs to be bigger, not necessarily stronger. But this diaphragm strengthener goes hand in hand with the strapping technique, which allows you to make the rib cage larger, which allows the diaphragm to rise higher. So you get a combination of strength and volume within the two techniques, and they work like a charm. So the answer to blood pressure is not just having somebody have to do something every day, because when you change the breathing pattern enough, it starts going on its own in a good way. So we found that the better breathing exercise number one was a very easy way thing to get people to do, and you could actually do it right before you go to bed, and just do it for, you know, put my audio tape on, it'll guide you through it, and you'll sleep better, and you'll wake up with your breathing pattern more the way it should be. Now, providing you use the strapping techniques in the DVD, things are going to happen a lot quicker. And they'll have more sticking power. So even if you're out there slaying dragons the next day, you know, you'll be able to do that with a better sense of balance.
So that's an important part there, because it's not just a matter of going and playing tennis 3 days a week so my cardiovascular efficiency is up, but it's actually paying attention to the mechanics of breathing to keep them optimized, correct?
Absolutely. The cardiovascular actually is misleading in many ways, because if a person is breathing is out of balance, then they're going to head towards exercise-induced asthma, which is epidemic out there now. And it's being medicated. It's not being handled properly, in my opinion. You know, it's handled improperly, to get people to develop their breathing properly and not need the medication.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. But, hey, look, if I can drug you up, that's what I'm supposed to do. At least that's what the medics are taught. They have no skills, that I've seen anyway, in the more natural ways to do things. And as I've seen now for 32 years in chiropractic, the natural way seems to be by far the best way, and means you have to pay attention, means you have to make changes. But what spirit gave us in a body and the ability to live well on this planet, those things, if we master those simple things, life becomes very easy. And from the things you're telling us here about breathing, as we pay attention to our breathing, learn how to master the normal, natural way we should breathe, so many other things just go away and disappear. And our life becomes easier. In the case of pharmaceuticals, a lot less cheaper and a lot less safer. So it would sound like, you know, once again, Mike, it sounds like your approach is the natural way to gain the proper way to do things.
Yeah, you're using my favorite keyword for breathing, easier. You know, when breathing is easier, life is easier. It doesn't mean it's easy. I mean, you might be in the front lines in Afghanistan, you know, but it means it's easier. I guarantee you, if breathing's harder, life is harder. Breath is life. If breathing is harder, life is harder. And you may not notice it. You know, it just may be subtle. It may be slowly wearing down your heart, wearing down your nervous system, stressing your heart, causing your brain to not function as well because it's not feeding the oxygen, or it's creating a stress into your nervous system where you're constantly constricting from a vasoconstriction as well as a muscle tension. So breathing really does drive your nervous system, and it drives it someplace in between a blind 3-year-old child at the wheel of a fast-moving bus in traffic to a skilled race car driver at 200 miles an hour around the track. And I actually was in the hot tub accidentally in our motel. I forget his name, but he has 3 track records in Laguna Seca and a couple of other places. He was a race car driver, and we started talking about breathing, and oh, yes. He knew well. He has 3 world, Moeller, that was his name. Last name was Moeller. He's got 3 world records that have stood for many, many years. Very interesting conversation. So, yes, the breath is life, and breathing easy is really the key to change. And a lot of people can distort that by saying you should be looking for other things, which in some sense may be relevant, but breathing easy is really step one.
You know, it sounds interesting the way you put that. It makes it sound like somebody that wants to improve their life, they don't have to go ahead and start, depends on what they want, but they don't have to start, if they're sedentary, all of a sudden becoming an Olympic athlete and starting to exercise. It sounds like the first thing they need to do is start to learn how to breathe properly.
You've got to get the fundamentals in. I mean, you know, Vince Lombardi said there are no new fundamentals. And that's what's missing out there, are the fundamentals. And so I teach fundementals. You know, I don't get into esoteric breathing practices. Mm-hmm. You can finally do that. But my attitude is that if you're going to go out in outer space, then you need to know where landing is, where home base is.
That's right.
You know, it's just a really good idea.
So after balancing blood pressure and things like that, I think we're on number 6. What's the number 6th breathing thing that we need to know about?
It's basically, did you know that any negative emotion, including depression, can be reduced or eliminated by proper breathing?
Oh, boy. That's one of the biggest drugged up ideas in the world. And you're telling us we learn how to breathe. Give us more information on that.
Well, and here's the issue. So if somebody go out there and say, oh, wow, and try it, and they happen to be closet asthmatic, they drive themselves crazy. They get worse. The key is how, and it's not difficult. The video shows you how. It guides you through it. The strapping techniques make sure that you can't do it wrong. They make sure you can't do it wrong, you know. And so the idea is you have to be able to do it properly and long enough. The key is long enough. And God bless our post-traumatic stress soldiers. We're talking long now. We're talking properly and long. You know, mm-hmm. And to get them into an environment or a system that supports that, which is non-existent right now. You know, so they're really getting a raw deal in not being properly handled or being medicated, and there's a very high incidence of failure, of course, with them coming back and having any kind of a healthy life. My heart really goes out to them. And,
absolutely.
Military needs to wake up. I've had a couple of people come from the military to train with me, and they went back and just, you know, beat their head against a concrete wall trying to get the rest of the people to, you know, to wake up.
Right. They're behind it when it comes to chiropractic. They just march to the beat of a completely different drummer, and you have to wait till the people in power die off before you get any changes.
Well, that's really interesting. So, that's funny, because I was at a meeting the other day, and I said, you know, the way you change a medical doctor, understand, there are some really brilliant and wonderful medical doctors out there.
Sure.
A lot of them have to stay hidden. out of fear of reprisal.
Absolutely. So we've got to take a break here. So let's take our last break. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis, Speaking of Health, with Mike White, expert breathing coach, and we'll be right back.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
Do you know about Reiki? This method of healing can complement Western medicine as well as other alternative practices. Besides healing, it can have the additional effect of making you feel more positive about yourself and the world around you. By tuning into For the Love of Reiki with host Paula Vale, you'll find how Reiki can improve your health, bring balance into your life, and fill you with joy. For the Love of Reiki is broadcast live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time and 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective, plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlis@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hi, welcome back here. Dr. Michael Cudlis with Mike White, a breathing coach. Number one, as I can tell, in the world, and we have got so much information yet to go and so little time. I asked Mike if he would come back again. We'll do another show, and he said that he'd be happy to do that. One of the things you've heard him say throughout the show here today is talking about his Optimal Breathing Mastery Kit. And so I want to make it, Mike, give us a chance to where people can buy this and how they can get it so that they can start doing this on their own. And then let's talk about some simple exercises. We'll pick up the other breathing points and things that we didn't do on the next show. So tell us about the breathing kit. Where do we get the mastery kit? And
Okay, well, breathing.com, you see a big blue box on the homepage, and that's it. You just click on it, it'll take you in. Now, basically, what we've done is we've taken all of these statistics, these 85,000 people that have taken our breathing tests, and we've broken down the kit into 10 themes. Well, 11 is like everything else, but 10 major themes, like sleeping and speaking and singing and energy and deeper calm and weight control. And so you basically figure out which one you want to home in on, and you take, then you get the kit, and it comes with a little blue guidebook that says, all right, if you chose, and it comes with 40 different exercises, and they're both in cards, real easy to read, or they're on the DVD, and they're on the DVD. And so you just take the theme that you picked, say it's sleeping or snoring, and you go to the blue book and you look at the 10 or 15 different exercises and techniques that tie into that particular sleeping theme, and you do that. That's it. So it's very simple. It's not complicated. It's not rocket science. It's everyday kind of, here's the things you need to do in order to change your breathing so that you're going to sleep better. Speaking, same thing.
Amazing.
You know, energy, same thing. General breathing, if you don't have anything wrong with you, you don't know it, you know, you don't think you do, then you just take the general breathing development. You want to have a bigger, better life than what you have now? Fine. Then go focus on option on theme number one, which is just better breathing.
You know? Absolutely. So, that is so easy. Now, let our listeners have a few ideas for some simple breathing maybe they can do at home right now. Any ideas on that?
One thing I'm going to get across real clear, though. I see this is a lot of mistake out there in the world. You know, we've sent out 8 million emails in the past 15 years, and so there's a lot of people out there that think they know it all about breathing, and I don't think they do. One thing I want to caution everybody is that practicing only one or two breathing exercises will eventually restrict your breathing. You've got to have variety. Variety is a spice of life. Breath is life. You need variety of breath.
Uh-huh.
So we've got probably over 30 breathing exercises in the DVD. You don't need to do all of them, but you need to vary them.
Yes.
And it's just like if you went to the gym and you worked out with one muscle, what would you look like? A lopsided Popeye, maybe, you know?
Yeah.
So if you go to the website, I don't know if we have time enough now to go into a breathing exercise, but if you go to the website and type in anxiety in the search engine, it'll give you a good exercise I call the squeeze and breathe. And we can really get into that next time.
Okay, let's do that.
I've talked people out of panic attacks because of the squeeze and breathe over the phone.
Yeah, we have 2.5 minutes left to go. 2.5 minutes left to go. 2.5 minutes. So
okay,
let's look at breathing.com, okay? That'll give them the website to get most of it. And then what else would you like to tell us in the last 2 minutes here?
Okay, well, number 8 is that, did you know that there's over 150 health and well-being conditions dependent upon optimal breathing? This is 150 at least. I've been gathering these, collecting them for 20 years. And ever so often lately, I'll add one. I missed that one. But vertigo, for instance. What's vertigo got to do with breathing? Well, I worked on a fellow, and his girlfriend referred him. He was a little too intense. She wanted to calm him down a little bit. So he worked with me, and the third time he came back and he says, my vertigo's gone. He says, and I know you did it. I says, why? How do you know that? He says, because I didn't do anything else. I've had it for 10 years. So, oh, cool. Nice. I said, by the way, how'd you get it? He says, well, I used to ride Brahma bulls.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that's sort of like getting hit in the chest with a sled like happened to you as a kid, except on a regular basis.
Yeah. Here's another one, obesity. You know, oxygen burns fat.
Excellent.
Most people on oxygen in rest homes are thin. Mm-hmm. Oxygen burns fat. We have oxygen machines at breathing.com also, which people may be interested in. So,
well, you know, that's how we found your name, was through Bruce West recommended the EWOT program, exercise with oxygen therapy. And
the phone rang off the hook because of Dr. West. It was amazing.
Okay, Mike. We've got 30 seconds left to go, and I've got to close our show. I want to thank you for being on the show. We're going to do another show with you real quick because you have just a wealth of information that's good for anybody that breathes in or breathes out. So your information is good for everybody, and I can't wait to get you back on our show. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to say goodbye now. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis, and I want to leave you with the 9 magic words that can change your life. God bless you. I love you. Peace be still. We'll see you next week now. Bye-bye.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of Speaking of Health. Please join Dr. Michael Cudlis again next Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a heartfelt and healthy week.